You're listening to Bad Trip, the true crime and other weird shit podcast where two sisters take you on a wild ride through some of the world's most fucked up places. Each episode, we journey to a new location and explore its sordid past, creepiest urban legends, and landmarks you won't find in the guidebooks. So buckle up, because it's about to be a bad trip.
We interrupt this program because the civil authorities have issued a contagious disease warning.
911, where is your emergency?
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real.
Initially, many thought the pops they heard were fireworks associated with the show, but soon it became obvious that this was an attack.
Hello, and welcome back to Bad Trip.
Welcome back. I'm Taylor.
I'm Shauna.
And today, it's a California detour.
That's right. Since last week was so depressing and, you know, just rough, we're going to go a little lighter this week and bring you some short stories about crime and such.
Yes, such.
So Taylor's going to kick us off. Do you just want to get right into it?
Yeah. Go ahead and give us a disclaimer.
Yes, I always forget. This is a disclaimer to warn you that you're not going to like this podcast.
Warning, warning, warning.
Turn back now.
Can you tell already?
Me. No, but for real, this is a true crime and other weird shit podcast. So we're going to talk about, you know, crime and
other weird shit,
ghosts and paranormal shit and just a bunch of bullshit. And we're going to go on tangents. We do our best to be respectful to victims and survivors, but we like to joke around in general. And
yeah.
What else do I say? We swear we just make stupid jokes. You might not like it. That's fine. But go away. Bye. Thank you.
Go away. Bye. Okay. Yeah. And now we're going to get into it. I'm first. Who's on first?
Oh, my gosh.
All righty. My detour this week takes place in Southern California since I was way up north last week.
Oh, you were way up north.
Yep. So we're southy south this week. Down.
Is that a song? Baby, are you down? Okay.
Yeah. That's a song. Okay. So Garden Grove, California is about 30 miles southeast from Los Angeles and only like 10 miles from the beach.
Oh, okay.
Huntington Beach. That's a famous one, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a really rich white Republican. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. I thought it was Richie Rich.
We just talked about that yesterday because there's a restaurant in Huntington Beach. Where...
No. Sorry. I remembered.
Yeah. There's a restaurant in Huntington Beach where they have a sign that says like you're only allowed in if you can prove that you're not vaccinated, which I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Do you stick a fork to you and see if it's magnetic? Like,
do you give a blood test?
No, for real, though. People believe that magnetic shit. It's not true. I don't believe it. I'm not stupid.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. People believe that if you get the vaccine, you have like, I don't know, it makes you magnetic. So they're like, forks are sticking to me. Spoons are. I'm like, it's because your face is sweaty,
oh,
you fucking weirdo.
Oh, my God. Ew, bye. Okay, ew, bye. It's because you jizzed on yourself.
Yeah, you're crusty. But anyway, so that's Huntington Beach. We did just talk about it.
Okay, cool. I didn't realize it was there. So the greatest place in California, Huntington Beach. It was August 7th, 2012, and a beautiful 91 degrees Fahrenheit.
Don't like that.
Just setting the scene. A woman dressed in scrubs casually strolled into Garden Grove Hospital Medical Center, scooped up a newborn baby girl, and stuck her in a purple tie-dye bag before trying to exit the hospital unnoticed.
I'm sorry. She just went and snatched a baby right from the hospital.
She did. Well... Thank fuck that babies apparently have security bracelets at hospitals now. And this is why I was wondering if this is a Richie Rich place.
Oh,
because I'm like, I'm sure they don't have that all hospitals. Yeah. I'm like, so there's a lot of white babies here.
There's like probably politicians' babies. Yeah. And like celebrities' babies.
Right.
Whatever.
Ugh. All the babies named like 3.141 E equals MC squared.
Wait, don't give away my future baby name.
Oops. So the baby's security bracelet sounded an alarm and the baby was rescued.
Oh, like immediately?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
So this fake nurse, who came to be known as 48-year-old Griselle Ramirez, was thankfully detained and arrested on suspicion of kidnapping. I'm like, suspicion?
I know, we saw it happen.
A baby was in a bag. Like, okay. Lieutenant Jeff Nightingale of the Garden Grove Police Department told ABC News, the female accused of abducting a child is separating from her husband. She had told him she's pregnant and therefore tried to steal a Hispanic baby because she was a Hispanic woman.
Oh my gosh. She's like Mexican. This baby's going to look like, I don't know, Guatemalan or something.
Yeah. Well, even creepier, Ramirez had apparently bombarded this other like random expecting mother with way too many questions about her pregnancy and like the baby's due date and the baby's sex and whatever. And this happened just a week before the crime at another medical center in Anaheim, which I looked up and was only like 15 minutes away.
Ugh.
So she was like staking out hospitals and trying to find someone with like a similar
for
due
victims.
Date. Yep.
That's so gnarly. And it's so wild how, I don't want to say how common a phenomenon that is, because it's not like it happens constantly, but it's not uncommon where women pretend to be pregnant and then they're like, oh shit, now I have to figure out how to back up my lie. And
at least she wasn't like gonna gut a woman.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes. So I'm glad that wasn't the case here.
Yeah. Well, this woman at the medical center in Anaheim had a bad gut feeling about Ramirez like questioning her. So she told hospital employees, and they actually called the police and filed the police report.
Oh, good.
And a warning was sent to all nearby hospitals that they thought someone could possibly be on the lookout for blah, 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 baby.
Wow. See, this is what actual police work looks like. I
appreciate
right? that.
And I'm like, 2012.
Preventing crime, not just trying and failing to solve it. Except they didn't actually prevent it. Well, they kind of did because they caught her on her way out.
Yeah. And like the baby's not going to remember. So a little more detail about this almost baby napping. The Fuzz told the media. It's like so creepy. Ramirez entered the hospital wearing scrubs and a visitor's badge. So most likely just to pose as like a nurse's badge.
Yeah.
And posing as a nurse, she went to the maternity recovery ward on the fifth floor, where she entered a new mother's room and told her to take a shower.
Oh my gosh. So she went and talked to the mom.
Yeah. She's like, oh, it's time to take a shower. Like, I'll watch the baby. Uh-huh. And while the mom was in the shower, Ramirez put the newborn in the bag and walked toward the exit of the hospital. But security confronted her before she was able to even make it outside.
Oh, good.
Because they had been on the lookout, kind of, because the hospital was so close.
Yeah, and the alarm.
Yeah, exactly. So thankfully, the bebé was totally unharmed and reunited with its mom, who also had a nice shower.
Well, that's true. I'm glad she got a little alone time after giving birth.
Yeah.
That's traumatizing. She didn't even know what was going on. But then the next thing she knows, her baby's still there. But they're like, here, this just went down.
So this happened.
So that baby's got to be like 9 years old now. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
That baby's in fourth grade.
Yeah. When Ramirez was arrested, she actually wasn't cooperating with the police. She gave them a bunch of fake names before they figured out who she actually was. It was said in the article that she has no known history of mental illness. And I'm like, I'm no doctor, but I think the key word is known.
I mean, yeah.
Right. Like something's up.
Yeah. But they can't just like a journalist can't diagnose her.
Well, it said like investigators or prosecutors or something said that. But yeah, either way, I'm just like.
That sounds like a HIPAA violation to me.
Oh, my God. People are awful. After more information came out, we found out that while Ramirez was faking this pregnancy for 9 months, she went as far as showing an ultrasound image to her husband that was actually from her own daughter. She had two adult kids.
And her daughter was pregnant?
She had been at a point. So she took the ultrasound and showed it and pretended it was hers.
That's fucked up. It's so gnarly. You can just go buy that online now. You can buy a fake belly. You can buy fake bellies for every stage of the pregnancy.
Also, you can just Google an ultrasound or like go on some sorority girl's Facebook.
Yeah, but I mean, like you can get one with customized with like the local hospital, the correct dates and like that sort of thing.
Ew, I can make those in Photoshop. Ooh, I'm gonna start a
Taylor
business.
Taylor Renee.
It's not illegal, I'm sure.
So it's unethical. You shouldn't do that. It's fucked up.
Yeah. So... In an article by OC Weekly from April 2014, so it was about a year and a half since the crime, now 50-year-old Griselle Ramirez pleaded guilty to kidnapping and burglary and was given a 13-year prison sentence, with at least 85% of that actually behind bars.
Okay.
So that's kind of, you know, I didn't know they could do like percentage wise.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think that prison sentence is going to like help her any, but okay.
No, I'm sure it's not. All right. And now for the grand finale. Do you know what time it is?
No.
It is similar-ish Lifetime movie reveal that I don't think is actually at all about this case, but it's bonks anyways. So you must listen to me time.
Oh, the movie we watched.
No, I don't think we watched this.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, what was it called?
I don't remember, but it was about Nessie or Nettie was her name. And she got kidnapped from the hospital when she was a baby. And then she found out when she was an adult that she didn't have the right paperwork.
Oh, shit. I do remember that movie, but this is different.
And that's a true story, too.
Yes. This one is Baby Napped.
Oh, original. Okay.
I'm going to read you the description because it's in song. After Kristen gives birth to a stillborn baby, she develops an unhealthy obsession with having a child. When her friend Ashley becomes pregnant, Kristen fakes a pregnancy to share the experience.
Oh, hell no.
Ashley dies in a car accident and her newborn goes missing.
From her body?
Either her body or maybe she had the baby and then it was like very new.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the difference between a newborn and a fetus.
Yeah, true.
If it's not born, it can't be a newborn.
Her husband, Brian, works with the police to find his baby's whereabouts. What do they think is just like walking around? It's like, what's that? Baby's day out
baby
or whatever.
Baby geniuses.
Yeah, close enough. When Kristen disappears as well, Brian fears that she killed Ashley and kidnapped the baby.
And he is correct.
Now no. Brian must race to find Kristen before his baby is gone for good.
Oh my gosh, that's dark.
And with that, ta-ta!
Ta-ta. Wow, that was fucked up.
Oh, photos!
Oh no.
I gotta show you just the photos, because like you can see the bag.
Okay. If you want to see these photos for yourself, you can check them out on our Instagram at badtrippod. Or our website, badtrippod.com, on the episode guide. And both of those are also linked in the description of this episode.
Yee-yee.
You can also find all our sources there if you're a nerd or whatever. I mean, yeah, that's a lady, and she's arrested, and that's a bag, and it's purple. And it's just big enough to fit a baby, I feel like.
You could fit two of Haley's babies in there.
That's true. She has little babies.
But yeah, it's like wild. It's like a bag that you would get, like if you bought a bunch of clothes at Aeropostale, they would like throw in that bag as part of like a deal or a sale.
That's exactly what it looks like. But in like 2008 or whatever.
Yeah, true, true, true. It was like left over from then.
Yeah.
It was in her closet.
Holy cow. Well, that's fucked up.
Zoinks, right? So yeah, that's that. Watch out. I was almost going to tell you this other one about how like, now I'm like going to tell you anyways. About how a woman dressed as like social services and went to this random apartment and knocked on the door and was like, I'm taking your baby from you. I'm social services, and like refused to give her information.
Oh my God, I would beat the shit out of that woman.
Yeah, well, she luckily didn't take the baby. So it was, you know, avoided. But good. I was like, people are fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's scary. I mean, this sounds really fucked up, but I'd rather them take it for themselves than like for sex trafficking, I guess. But like, it's not really much of a consolation to have your, you know, it's not okay.
Hands off.
You know what I mean?
Get your own baby. There's so many babies. All right, we're taking a break. And then it's time for Shauna's story.
Hello, it's us again, in case you forgot.
Hi, shocking. Here we are.
We're back. And I'm here to tell you a story about a cryptid.
Ooh.
From California.
All right. It better be from California.
I would sure hope so. Just reminding people in case they forgot where we were.
Yeah.
So this is the story of Wetzel's Riverside Monster.
Wetzel?
Yeah.
I love that name. You know who that reminds me of?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yikes.
So last week I mentioned I was going to cover a location. And then obviously I changed my mind. So we're going to pretend I never said that.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about this cryptid. So this is the story of Wetzel's Riverside Monster, also known as Wetzel's Wisp, the Santa Ana River Ghost, and other variations on those names.
Dang!
I also saw in a couple articles that it's called the Brain Tickler of Riverside, which I thought was hilarious.
That's the one we need to stick with.
But unfortunately, I discovered that's not true, and I found out like why people think it is true.
Why is that?
And it's because apparently there's a local free newspaper in Riverside, and I don't know if it's their name or like their slogan or whatever, mm-hmm. but that's what they use to like brand themselves in some way. And it was mentioned, just like mentioned as a side note, in one of the articles that I read.
Oh.
And then everyone else took it and ran with it, and they somehow thought it was the monster.
Ooh, it weirds me out as a publication.
I mean, look, these are all talking about cryptids. They're not like professional publication.
It feels creepy and intrusive.
But that just makes me think, like, you know, it was really easy for me to kind of trace how that happened. But now half the websites call it that. So it's like kind of interesting watching like an urban legend change in real time.
Ooh,
from the internet.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Also, if the other stuff isn't easy to trace back, it means it's all true.
Exactly. If there's no proof it's not true, then it's true.
Yep, innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
The justice system in America.
Oh my God, I hate that so much. I'm gonna punch you.
I hate it too.
So anyway, whatever name you want to use, this cryptid was first spotted in 1958 by 24-year-old Charles Wetzel. And in my mind, that's kind of the name you have to say the first and the last name. It's not just Charles, you know?
Right.
He's not Mr. Wetzel. He's Charles Wetzel.
Charlie Wetzel.
Charlie.
Oh, old Charlie Wetzel from the grade school bus.
So Charles Wetzel lived in Bloomington, California, a small town outside the city of Riverside, which is about an hour east of Los Angeles. So not too far away from your story. So here's what he said happened. The night of November 8th, 1958 was rainy and foggy. He was driving down North Main Street, heading out of Riverside and crossing the Santa Ana River Bridge. The bridge was partially flooded and the river was high, so he slowed the car way down and began to drive very carefully across.
Mm-mm, don't do that.
He should have just powered through and just fucking hydroplaned his way through in his 1958 car.
Yeah, right. His Model T.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Straight from the assembly line. So he's driving across the bridge, and all of a sudden, the radio faded to static, mm-hmm. and a bipedal creature leapt out of the water and into the middle of the road.
Ooh.
Right in the beams of Charles Wetzel's headlights.
Oh my God, describe it to me immediately.
Oh, I will. According to him, quote, it didn't have any ears. The face was all round. The eyes were shining like something fluorescent, and it had a protuberant mouth.
What is that, like a snout?
Like bulging, like a bulging mouth.
Like a,
or like protruding.
Like a Pepe.
What the fuck? I don't know. No, he doesn't even have like lips. So he went on to describe it as like a lizard-like creature. I still don't really get the mouth situation, but he said it was phosphorescent with leaf-like skin and two long spindly arms.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I have a artist's depiction of it. Unfortunately, not a photo in the wild.
Ugh. Can I look now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. That's a large, lanky stick bug. Had a baby with an alien. Had a baby with the skeleton.
It's giving me Slender Man vibes.
Like, just because it's slender, but...
And a man. Well, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, you don't know if that's a man.
It's a man because it's so fucking creepy.
I don't see a dick.
Gender's a construct.
I see its lips, though. I see the...
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Check out this image for yourself. Let us know what you think.
Look at his arm back there.
I mean, it's spindly as fuck, right?
It's terrifying. Look at his Model T. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's weird. He was like, you know, the skin was scaly, but not in a reptile way and more of like a leaf or like plant like way.
I love that.
So.
Ooh, think of like wet maple leaves. And then that is skin.
That's
like
hot.
Layered like scales. That is hot.
Yeah. So creepy as hell. Oh, and you can just go to the next picture real quick. I just have a picture of the view from the bridge today. So they like rebuilt the bridge. It doesn't look the same, but I just wanted to include that.
So that's like where it jumped up?
Roughly, yeah.
Ew. He's got a nice vertical.
Again, the bridge was not the same.
Well, it could have been taller.
It could have been, I guess. So, all right, yeah, this thing jumps out and Charles Wetzel was driving slowly, so he was able to stop before he hit it. And then, making a, quote, horrible, inhuman gurgling sound, the monster reached its claws towards the windshield and began aggressively clawing at the car.
It had claws?
It had claws on its spindly arms.
Oh my God, ew. And like, you know it could reach the windshield because its arms are so long and spindly.
Exactly. It's so freaky.
And claws. Definitely extend the arms. Claws for hands.
What?
Knives for hands.
Oh my God. Okay. I was like, are you just saying words?
Also, yeah.
So its little knife hands were scratching at the car.
Ooh.
And he quickly grabbed the pistol that he kept in his glove box. But he was worried that if he shot and missed, it would get even angrier and like fuck him up, you know?
Yeah.
So he thought he had a better chance of getting away if he just drove right through it.
He just shot himself.
No. No.
I think that's what I would do in a situation like that. I just can't even handle it.
You're like, too much pressure.
Too much. He drove through it.
Yeah. So he hit the gas and he drove right through and over the creature, feeling its body hit the underside of the car. And he heard its deep gurgling scream.
Ew, that's so fucked up of him.
I mean, it was gonna like kill him.
Well, how do we know that it wasn't here first and dude was intruding on his bridge?
I mean, whatever. So he didn't look back. He just kept driving until he reached the closest police station. Then Charles Wetzel waltzed into that police station and told them exactly what happened.
And they're like, we don't care.
Well, they kind of like thought he was crazy. And
well, yeah, that's also true.
So, you know, but he didn't seem like he was under the influence of anything. He seemed sober. So they were like, OK, like, let's see what's going on. And they examined his car and found long, deep scratches on one side.
Ooh.
They also discovered a gooey or oily substance on the hood of the car and underneath it.
Oh, my God. Like, faux blood.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if we're supposed to assume it's blood or if it's like monster slime or like what, you know?
Yeah, I'm picturing monster slime.
Yeah, not totally sure. So they assumed like, okay, something happened. It probably wasn't a monster, but let's go figure it out. And they drove to the bridge to investigate the scene and found no evidence of the creature or any sort of crash. So, you know, nothing there.
Yeah, but the water washed it away.
That's very possible. Of course, the story quickly spread around town, and over the next few days, people would not stop calling the Riverside Sheriff's Department with claims of seeing the creature themselves.
Oh my God, such liars.
They got so pissy, like the police did, because they weren't even the police station that had the jurisdiction in the area. They somehow ended up just like getting all the calls, and they were like, this isn't even our fucking thing, and now we have to deal with it.
And then they're like, JK, and then they throw the police report that they never took in the trash.
Right.
Not even the recycle.
No, but they said in one day they got like 28 calls, and they had one person whose entire job for like a day or two was just to like chill in that area and look out for it.
That's cray.
I know, it's hilarious. Ultimately, they believed it. This is just like a week after Halloween, so they thought it was some dude in a Halloween costume playing a prank.
I mean, you can't make your body stretch like Gumby.
I know, but like if you're in the rain and things are fuzzy and foggy and like it's hard to see, you could totally like, you know, your brain exaggerates stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that theory was bolstered by something they found near the scene of the incident, which was a discarded paper bag. And inside were costume claws, terry cloth seat covers, and some sand that they believed came from the riverbed. Not like a bunch of sand, just like some sand residue.
Yeah. Okay. How are their eyes fluorescent is what I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe glass beads reflecting the light.
I'll take your word on that because it's so insane.
I've thought a lot about this. So in addition to that, another man reported to the police that he'd been driving in the area and he saw a person dressed in a costume that resembled what... I almost said Mike Wetzel. I don't know. It's not his name. Mike Wazowski. That Charles Wetzel had seen. So.
Okay. But that's because some teen wanted to fake it. So after the story went out, he went to Ace Hardware, 1958 version, and bought a bunch of shit and like tried to make stilts and tried to do a costume.
Maybe.
No, that's the story.
Well, believe it or not, the mystery has been solved.
No, it hasn't.
Or at least people think it has.
Okay. Tell me. Lay it on my...
A local biology professor named Cecil Johnson took credit for being Wetzel's Riverside Monster.
Is that a woman or a man?
A man.
Mm, of course.
He studied zoology as his master's degree, so he was into animals and shit, you know.
Yeah. Bestiality. He studied bestiality.
Yeah. And he said that he dressed up in a shiny phosphorescent costume and a creepy ghost mask. And he intentionally went to the river to freak people out a few different times. And this kind of checks out because he was apparently known as quite the prankster and a shit stirrer. He was always getting into like protests and pranks and just fucking with people, you know?
Okay, well, I like that. But I wouldn't be like, you need to recreate it immediately.
Right. Prove it to me.
Yeah. You can't just say you did it like and you made your legs skinny like that.
OK, I also couldn't find anything about like he got run over by a car.
Oh, yeah.
So no one brought that up again.
And where was that sticky goo from?
Yeah. So I don't know. This is all crazy. It's all wild.
No, it's obviously this dude studying zoology ended up finding a monster and now he's been fucking the monster.
Oh, it's their love child.
Yes.
I think we solved it.
We did.
But he's married with children, or at least he was back in the day.
Oh, because no one can fuck on the side. Fuck a monster True. On the side.
Especially in the 50s. Fucking monsters on the side everywhere.
Yeah. You never know where that fucking T Model T is going.
No, you don't know what spooky dick's been in that back seat.
What's our back seat?
I don't know. They don't know what spooky dick has been in your back seat.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm not sure if Cecil is alive today, but if he is, he would be in his early 90s. So it's totally possible he's still living his life somewhere.
He's not, because he was run over by a vehicle in the river.
And I do have a picture of Cecil. I couldn't find anything about Charles Wetzel himself. I couldn't find any other information or photos or anything, but this is Cecil.
That is such lies. That man... If he's not gaunt and emaciated, he's not dressing up as that monster.
Okay, well, this picture's from 1965, which is like 7 years later.
He's very handsome, though. I think he's kind of sexy.
I know. I'd tap that. He's got like a little butt chin, which I'm into.
It's actually a big butt chin. He's got cakes.
He's got face cakes.
Face cakes.
Woo. So that's the story, but I do have a weird bonus tidbit.
Yes, I love a bonus tidbit.
I love that we both had a weird little tidbit at the end.
I hope yours is a Lifetime movie called Wetzel's Pretzels.
It's not, but weirdly enough, Charles Wetzel wasn't the only Charles Wetzel to see a mysterious creature in 1958.
What the heck do you mean?
In Nevada of July.
I love that month.
In Nevada in July of that year. Another totally unrelated man, also named Charles Wetzel, who, you know, lived in a different state, claimed to have encountered a kangaroo chasing after some dogs before hopping away into an alfalfa field.
I could see that.
Yeah. But, you know, there's like no fucking reason for a kangaroo to just be living in the wild in Nevada.
Tiger King.
You never know. So, yeah, his wasn't a cryptid, but it was just like something very out of place. And he had the same name. So it's just kind of weird. Hmm. And, yeah. And Wetzel number two wasn't alone in seeing this kangaroo. Multiple others within a 100-mile radius also claimed to see a kangaroo around the same time period. So it could have just been a fucking kangaroo.
So someone's kangaroo that they were like having illegally got loose.
Probably. Yeah.
And was running into an alfalfa field.
Yeah. It was like, I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat some dogs and alfalfa.
What is alfalfa?
Like sprouts.
Oh, yum. They have those at Jimmy John's. Oh, Abby and I always called them pubes.
I like stopped eating those because I heard they could like have bacteria on them really easily or
they
something.
They stopped serving them actually for like a long time and stopped selling them in stores and shit. But if they're back, I'm eating them.
I mean, like, look, we're in a pandemic. I'm going to eat the fucking sprouts.
Right. I'm probably going to eat Delta variant of COVID any day now.
Right. I'm going to eat some Delta 8 cannabis. Who knows?
I'm going to eat everything I want.
Everything I want, including Wetzel Kangaroo Beer, which is the beer that Charles Wetzel, at the time, 70 years old, named after his experience. He owned a brewery and he was like, that was wild. I'm gonna make a beer out of it.
Ooh, all right. Do you know if it has any like kangaroo vibes?
I don't know. I did some Googling and it doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Well, if someone has it like in their basement or like, you know, their grandpa's garage or some shit.
Yeah, pull out your vintage can of Kangaroo Jack.
And let us know. Kangaroo Jack, the movie. That movie is so weird.
I never saw it.
Oh, I don't really remember it. I just remember it being fucked up. Anyways, that was that.
Yeah. So as you can see, some weird and scary things happen in California.
Snatching up babies.
Running over monsters.
Kangaroos running in alfalfa fields.
Well, that was in Nevada. But
oh, in Nevada of June.
In Nevada of July.
Oh, of July. Of July.
Yeah. That sounds like a fucking...
In
royalty
Nevada
name
of July.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but that's the vibe I got.
Newburgh, Wisconsin.
Do you want me to answer it?
No.
Taylor keeps getting a phone call from the same number in Wisconsin where we haven't lived for over a decade.
Like, I do still have a Wisconsin area code, but like, the fuck?
And you get spam calls from your local area code, but this same number keeps calling her at like all times of the day. It's really weird.
And it'll call me like twice in a row and not leave a voicemail. And then like, I ignore the shit out of it every time. And I'm like, oh my God, what if it's the Instagram person?
No.
No. Okay, anyways, that's where we leave you. If we die, you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. We don't know who you are, though.
Yeah. Hope we find out before we go.
Look, we're making it sound like we're being like deeply stalked. We're not.
We're very not. Not at all.
No, there's just someone who on Instagram is odd, but like hasn't actually done anything creepy or anything.
It's just a weird sprinkle of shit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So you better wonder if it's you. It's not. If you think it's you, it's not you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Unless it's you, then it is you.
But I just mean, it's not like anyone we've talked to before. It's not, you know, it's not like that.
No, it's true. Also, oh, hi, Penny. Penny's the really nice girl from Facebook.
Oh, Penny. Hi, Penny.
Yeah. Okay, well, next week we'll be back with California weird laws, weird law mad loves, and pit stops.
Yes, and then I will be bringing you another story next week. I haven't picked what it is yet, so we'll figure that out.
We shall see all together.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling a true crime, but I'm going to try to make it not super depressing just because your California story was depressing. I want to, like, you know, have some love and light.
Look, we're a true crime, other weird shit podcast. You don't right. have to keep anything light.
You're right, but I still might try.
Okay, whatever you want.
All right.
Well, fun. Bye.
Thank you all for listening. Again, you can check out all the photos from this episode on our Instagram at badtrippod. And our website, badtrippod.com. And we would always appreciate any positive reviews on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you can review us.
5 stars, please.
Please, sir, may I have 5 stars?
Please. Also, if you want stickers, we are sending out a round of those in the next couple days. So you can still get those at
bit.ly/badtrip01.
010 from holes.
Yeah. So there's just a little form you fill out. They're totally free and we'll send you some vinyl stickers and it'll be great. We'll be best friends.
It'll be great. Besties for life.
Yeah. So thank you all again for listening and tuning into this nonsense week after week.
Thank you so much.
And we will see you next time
on this bad trip.